Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Doing Business Exponentially with your host, international business and life transformation expert, Marian Afua. Thanks so much for tuning in on today. Sit back, relax, as Marian Afua will bring you all the tips, all the insight, and give you feedback on how to make your entrepreneurial vision a reality.
And hello again, all. I am Marian Afua. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us here on Doing Business Exponentially. As you know, we are here every Monday at 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock Central, and 4 o'clock on Mountain, and we are just going to have a wonderful opportunity to share some business tips and trades with you. I want to take a moment out before we get started into our program today, and always I'm going to get out the commercial breaks. Got a couple of things I'm working on right now and would love to have you be a part of, and make sure that you are able to come in and be a part of some great opportunities. And this is a great time for you to begin to put some things in action and in place that allow you to have the opportunities to maximize your greatest asset. So we're going to take our commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words here on Doing Business Exponentially.
Welcome to Doing Business Exponentially with your host, international business.
Tune in 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern for Doing Business Exponentially with Marian Afua.
Come learn the tricks of the trade to allow your business to become more than just a dream, but an actual reality of success, longevity, and definitely a legacy that people will remember. Monday night, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Doing Business Exponentially. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Hello, everyone. I am Marian Afua, personally inviting you out to join me for something that happens on rare occasions. I'm hosting a free webinar Thursday, June 6th. All you have to do is get out a pen and paper, be there on time, and know that this seminar is going to help you raise the bar on your financial accountability, setting your goals, understanding what success actually is, and how you can make it happen for you on every level of your life. So join me June 6th and take out the time to raise the bar for success. We're looking forward to seeing you. So go to RaiseTheBarWeb.Eventbrite.com. RaiseTheBarEventbrite.com. See you on June 6th. All right, and welcome back to Doing Business Exponentially. I am transformation expert Marian Afua. Thanks so much for tuning in on today. We're here every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Sit back, relax, and take out your pens and paper, and let's get ready to do business exponentially. All right, and we are back here. As I said, I am so honored for this opportunity for us to spend some time together. because it is going to be a phenomenal time. I want to remind everyone again that it is imperative that you go ahead and you register for this free seminar. I'm not sure when the next time will be. I've taken a lot of flack for doing this seminar for free because it's a seminar that's going to be talking about how you really can have success. And I know people do all kind of seminars and webinars and tele-seminars, but this one is going to be one that is definitely going to show you how to take what you're doing right now and get to that next level. So go ahead and register. Again, that address is eventbrite.com, and the name of the event is called Raise the Bar Web. RaiseTheBarWeb.eventb.com, and come on out and join me. But today we're going to talk about something about time management. You know, I am a stickler. I've shared with you numerous occasions that I have implemented a schedule and understanding how it works and how we can put it together, because that is so important when you want to begin to live your life for the best and the optimal level and then have success in your business. I know many of us took on businesses out of desperation, out of opportunities. We heard this phenomenal speech, and now we're just saying, okay, so what does it look like to have business? What does it work? How does it work? How does it come about? What is it that I'm doing that allows me affords me the opportunity to be successful? I hear people all the time tell me they want to make $1 million. They want to be able to quit their job. Well, there's a step that takes to that. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you some hints today. I'm going to give you a little bit of a nugget today when I talk about valuing your time, understanding how to value your time and how to put it in place. Too often we're too busy in a rush to start a business that we forget to take time out to plan it out. Planning it out, making sure that we have exactly what we need, knowing that in that moment of us planning that we are finding how to make decisions like a CEO, decisions like a real authentic business owner, like one who owns a multi-million-dollar company. Multi-million-dollar companies have teams of strategists, but those strategists work based upon what their information is, what the goal is. So you have to have a goal. And if our goal is to make $1 million, we're going to talk about that. That means that you can't spend time that you should be using to make yourself that opportunity to bring in that $1 million by doing tasks that you should pay someone a penny for, right? So $1 million versus a penny, which one do you want to dedicate your time to? And what that often means is that we have to begin to set up our businesses and know what that business actually means to us. What does it mean to really be in business, and how is it actually going to come about? Being in business is more than just putting out a sign and buying some business cards, as I've said before. Being in business means you are willing to take the time, the commitment, and make the sacrifices necessary to do that. So it may mean that out of your salary, you may need to set aside $100 a week to make sure you have someone to come in to do all the mediocre tasks that are preventing you from being on the phone or making the connections and having a lunch meeting that you need to have to make your $1 million product. Oftentimes, I found myself doing the same thing. I know I've been there. I've been an entrepreneur. I'm still an entrepreneur because I understand. And then what I did is I strategized to find out what businesses would complement the business that I am in. I'm in the business of transformation management. I'm about taking businesses and individuals to a level that allows them to transform their business and their life into a reality that is true for them, not one that is based upon the expectations of others that often is going to lead to some level of failure. So what we try to do is we look at what's dollar time versus a penny task. Dollar time means that as a CEO of your business, you need to be taking time out to organize and strategize and look at your goals and figure out specifically how you're going to bring them to fruition. How much time are you spending making a flyer, scanning Facebook, scanning Twitter, scanning LinkedIn, and all the other 300, almost 500 different social networks that people are on? Are you spending time doing that, or would it benefit you to pay someone $10 an hour, $20 an hour to do that and post on your behalf? And then you set up a system. So then that time that they're doing the Facebooks and scanning through your emails, that's time that you can be spending working on attracting clients that you need, working on the book that you're trying to write, working on that proposal that you want to submit, or completing that grant. Yeah, I know. Who would have thought that something as minuscule as that? Because we're saying, well, why would I pay someone when I have the same ability? You have the ability, but that's not the maximizing ability. That's not the way you can maximize that asset. That ability to make a flyer, that ability to post on Facebook or in the click over, you need to be doing other things that are going to monetize a lot quicker. You're going to need to be doing some things that are going to benefit you, that are going to excite you and place you in that position. So as we're going forward, again, getting you to understand what it means to be in business. Too often we are not aware that our thought pattern or our mindset is something that's impacting us. Oftentimes we find ourselves not able to achieve this goal that we have because we have failed to plan. We don't understand how we're going to get there. We don't understand why we're doing it, and we spoke about that here on this program as well. What does it mean to be in business? And then how does that definition of what it means to be in business play out in you? Now, I know some of us are still working a job, and you may have a business on the side or you're doing a multi-level marketing program. But whatever it is, you still have to dedicate the time to understand what's a dollar time, you know, how to utilize your dollar-making time. If you want to make, we only have so many hours in a year to make money. And if you're already dedicating that time to a full-time position, you really have to be authentic in your way if you want to give up that job or if you want to supplement your income to a point where you are making enough money to live comfortably and plan for your future and leave a legacy behind. So you begin to prioritize the tasks of the day. You begin to look at and figure out, what is it that I need to be doing that is going to be the most productive stream of income? Sure, my company sells a multiplicity of products, but is it more conducive for me to go out and set up a networking training or to get on the phone and make cold calls or to develop a letter that can be typed up by someone else and then sent out in the mail while you're doing the follow-up calls? Or is it more important for you to go and do the research necessary on finding out more about the products or the things that your competitor may be maximizing? Absolutely. These are the things that are worth dollar time. What's not dollar time is figuring out who did what on Facebook and inviting people to like your page. Page likes are not going to benefit you because it's been shown through the statistics, random statistics, that only 35% of all the people who like your page actually turn into revenue for you. So that's pennies. That's pennies when you have a whole another 65%, if not 75%, of a population that you need to be exercising and benefiting you to. Much like I often say, you know, you need to understand that you are in control of that. This is the labor of your love. This is something that you are dedicated to. This is the freedom that you are ascribing to. This is the positive attitude that is going to bring about material riches and wealth, not just for the moment, but for the long term. So when you begin to function from that place, that's where financial security, and it's about balance. It's about balance. If you're stressed out, you're not going to do a good presentation. So it's best for you to take some me time and go back. Good, that's dollar time. So quite possibly while you're relaxing, you begin talking to someone at the gym or in the yoga center, and you find someone, you begin to have conversations that allow you to build upon your business, right? Build upon your business. No, you don't need to recreate the new logo. That can wait. But what you do need to do is be sure that you understand your brand of your business, that you understand what is the message, what is the takeaway you want someone to have. So that, how does that happen? You have to put dollar time in. You have to begin to understand that the time that you spend, the minutes that you have, are bringing about a clarification of money. Understanding that you are moving forward in all that you do. Why? Because your goal is to be successful in your business. Your goal is to understand your business inside and out and be able to maximize the productivity, the service, right? So that it far exceeds that of anyone else that is coming across you. So here, every time we're here for doing business exponentially, it is totally all about how we live our lives and how we go forward in the adjustments of life. Yes, being a business entrepreneur requires a lot. It's more than just sitting back and allowing yourself to be bombarded by chaos and a lack of direction and focus. It really is about you transforming your way of thinking, your way of functioning, so that you can begin to become victorious and vivacious and voluminous in your business, and that your business is able to stand on its own reputation based upon you invoking your passions and your strengths and your talents and your abilities and your creativity. Being willing to bring order back into your life, into your business. That's what we mean by spending dollar time. What does it take to build up the strong foundation that you're able to place your ladder of success on and move to the next level? And it's not going to be found by you spending hours of a time, you know, returning, you know, frivolous emails. And I often tell people this, you know, you kind of know within the first 5 minutes of a conversation whether or not someone is actually interested in your business as just curiosity versus an actual client potential or customer potential. At that moment, you begin to experience their, because you're actively listening. That's part of the networking, building relationships. Remember, we're actively listening. We're listening for those cues and for those opportunities to be able to match our business up with their business. That's dollar time. Not sending out a newsletter that gets less than 25% of the opening back in there. At that moment, we have to begin to do some assessments and understand. So go ahead and get yourself in business, stay in business, but plan and know what that means for you. What does it look like? What type of goals for financial stability? What type of goals for customer? What does your customers look like or your clients? How much is an hour of your time really worth? And is it feasible for you to ask that amount of money based upon your financial goal? Yes, but there's also got to be something that's going to keep you in a competitive way. Because if your competitors are charging less, not because they have a lesser quality, but because they actually have done the research on their market. They actually understand that this is what is going to be able to allow them to bring in a customer base and maintain themselves. It sounds good to say you want $900 an hour when the reality it should be $400 an hour or $40 an hour. Believing in what you know and maximizing that greatest asset is how we need to plan out our decisions as we go forward. Again, I want to take time out to invite you all out to the free seminar on June 6th. It is these types of conversations that we will be having and engaging in. We will engage in these type of conversations that allow you to really understand how you can set and achieve any goal that you have for your business and personal success. Understanding that when you do that, you will understand how to raise the bar on personal relationships, business relationships, financial accountability, how to raise the bar on your mindset, the way in which you think about business, the way in which you conduct business, addressing the ideal of habits that can be beneficial and non-beneficial. June 6th, this seminar is free. It is a webinar. I'm working on simultaneously broadcasting and a teleseminar as well here on Blog Talk Radio. But for the most part, I want to encourage you to get on that webinar. Because if you get on that webinar, there are going to be some things that you can see and not hear that will help you be able to make the plans. All you need is pen and paper and a PC or a phone to be able to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity that we are hosting on June 6th. So, again, I want to thank you all for listening in to Doing Business Exponentially. I am Marian Afua. You can also pick up my upcoming ebook, which is called So You're in Business, and it is the 5 steps to ensuring that you are in business. So you can check that out. It will be available on the 30th of this month, May 30th as an ebook on Amazon.com, and you can pick up your copy to do so with that. So once again, thanks again for joining us here on Doing Business Exponentially. We will be back here on Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, here for Doing Business Exponentially with your host, yes, myself, Marian Afua. Thanks so much for joining me. Looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. Hello, everyone. I am Marian Afua, personally inviting you out to join me for something that happens on rare occasions. I'm hosting a free webinar Thursday, June 6th. All you have to do is get out a pen and paper, be there on time, and know that this seminar is going to help you raise the bar on your financial accountability, setting your goals, understanding what success actually is, and how you can make it happen for you on every level of your life. So join me June 6th and take out the time to raise the bar for success. We're looking forward to seeing you. So go to raisethebarweb.eventbrite.com. Raisethebareventbrite.com. See you on June 6th. Tune in 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern for Doing Business Exponentially with Marian Afua. Come learn the tricks of the trade to allow your business to become more than just a dream, but an actual reality of success, longevity, and definitely a legacy that people will remember. Monday night, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Doing Business Exponentially.